The nest is empty. It feels like only yesterday you were holding your child's hand, walking them to the bus stop for their first day of school. Now they're all grown up and on their own. Retirement has always been in the back of your mind, but now it's top of mind. Everyone has a different idea of what they want their retirement to look like. Once you've established yours, it's time to prepare a plan to help you meet your goals. Be retirement ready with a prepared financial plan from Caesar Lauper of IPC Investment Corporation. Think of retirement goals like a snowflake. No two are alike. That's why Caesar will create a customized plan based on your retirement goals. For more than a decade, WDCX listeners have trusted Caesar Lauper to guide them on a path to retirement. His knowledge, experience, and credentials have benefited clients by reducing risk and optimizing returns while reducing taxes and improving cash flow. Plan today for tomorrow. Let Caesar Lauper get you retirement ready. Call him today at 416-877-4685 or go to his client page on WDCXradio.com under Advertisers.
Get your finances in order. Be a good steward of what God has given you. This is Money Matters with Caesar Lauper, your guide on financial stewardship. Learn how to create, build, and protect the wealth God has entrusted to you. Now, here's your host of Money Matters, Caesar Lauper.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money Matters. My name is Caesar Lauper, financial planner with IPC Investment Corporation. Thank you for tuning in. Our objective is to maximize your wealth through the application of time-proven financial principles. I want to thank everyone who called last week. It's a real pleasure to help you with your questions on retirement and financial planning. I'm always inspired by the values you share and your perspective on money. Our mission is to guide you through this long life process of financial stewardship from birth to death and everything in between. Keeping your objectives top of mind, we guide you through a biblical framework for making decisions and the application of financial principles designed to meet your goals. The framework for making decisions keeps our perspective in check and ensures that we're following the guidance and instructions from the Book of Life. This framework starts with the right perspective, followed by what I've termed the golden ratio of finance. The golden ratio is that 10-20-70 principle that is so well defined and explained in the Book of Life. This is followed by the principles-based financial planning process designed to optimize wealth. Proverbs 21:5 reads, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes to poverty." Now, by embracing both the framework and the process diligently, we create a financial roadmap to follow through the different stages of your life, from birth to death and every stage in between. Proverbs 13:22 reads, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." Now, in the same chapter, this verse is preceded with messages such as, "A wise son listens to his father's instructions. The soul of the diligent is richly supplied. The ransom of a man's life is his wealth. Wisdom is with those who take advice. Desire fulfilled is a tree of life. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life. Good sense wins favor. The prudent act with knowledge. And then, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." Now, this seems to be talking about multi-generational approach to wealth through a process which includes wisdom, instruction, prudence, and knowledge. And this is where estate planning comes in. By planning your estate wisely, diligently, taking these principles into account, you can leave an inheritance to your children's children. And I think that it is also wise to include your children early in the process so they too can leave an inheritance to their children's children. Give me a call. I'd be happy to help you get started with this. So now there are several stages to the prudent transfer of your assets. First, of course, is strategic planning. Planning how you want to distribute your estate. To plan your estate, you should have first already planned your retirement, a subject that I've discussed in previous shows. Second is repositioning your assets for tax efficiency, that drag that reduces the value of your estate. Third is the documenting of your instructions through the writing of your will. And finally, the documentation of the required powers of attorney in the event of incapacity while you're alive. Today, we'll discuss the estate planning process. Now, estate planning in Canada refers to the process of arranging and organizing your assets, properties, including in finances, to ensure that they are distributed according to your wishes after your passing. It involves making important decisions about who will inherit your assets, how your debts and taxes will be handled, and appointing individuals to manage your affairs if you become incapacitated. Now, here are some key elements of estate planning. First, strategic planning. Strategic planning involves planning that considers the effects of taxation, control of your assets even after death, and the purpose that you have for your assets. By taking this step in collaboration with your financial planner, your accountant, and your lawyer, you will be able to optimize your estate by reducing potential frictional costs and transactions that diminish the value of your estate. Next is writing your will. A will is a legal document, and it outlines your wishes regarding the distribution of your assets after your death. It allows you to name an executor who will oversee the administration of your estate and ensure your wishes are carried out. It also allows for the naming of a trustee who will hold the assets of your estate in trust while your executor performs the duties of distribution. The third is the power of attorney. This is a legal document that grants you your appointed attorney the authority to make financial and legal decisions on your behalf if you become unable to do so. There are two types: a general power of attorney, which is effective while you are mentally capable, and an enduring power of attorney, which continues if you become mentally incapable. And these are the ones that we're dealing with today. Healthcare directive is also known as a living will or an advance healthcare directive. This document allows you to express your wishes regarding medical treatment and the end-of-life care if you're unable to communicate them yourself. Trusts. Trusts are legal arrangements that allow you to transfer your assets to a trustee who manages and distributes them according to your instructions. They can be useful for minimizing taxes, protecting assets, and providing ongoing support for beneficiaries. There are two general types of trusts: inter vivos and testamentary trust. Now, you'll have to keep the 21-year rule applicable to trusts top of mind, because it states that all assets in the trust are deemed to have been sold every 21 years. Tax planning. Estate planning in Canada also involves considering tax implications. There may be taxes owed upon death, such as capital gains taxes or estate administration taxes, which are known as probate fees. It's important to work with professionals such as your accountant, estate planners, to max those potential tax liabilities. It is also important to consult a lawyer or estate planning professional who is familiar with the laws and regulations specific to your province or territory in Canada. They can help you navigate the complexities of estate planning and ensure your wishes are properly documented and legally binding. Remember that wills and powers of attorney are provincially legislated. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today. Let's take a short break, and when we get back, we'll continue with estate planning.
All good things must come to an end. That's how the saying goes. But it shouldn't mean your pension. One of the perks of having a pension is that it's your pension. It's not taken from you when you leave the company, whether it was due to termination or retirement. The ball is in your court with what you want to do with your pension. It can stay right where it's at with your former employer, and you'll receive monthly payments, or take it with you and invest it. Don't know which one to choose? Call Caesar Lauper of IPC Investment Corporation. He's the financial planner who specializes in the transferring of pensions and will direct you on a path that's best for you. Invest your pension. Save it. Leave it to family members or a charitable organization. Caesar is WDCX's trusted financial planner. He's been helping clients reduce risk and optimize returns while reducing taxes and improving cash flow. For your free consultation to learn more about your pension options, call Caesar Lauper at 416-877-4685 or go to his client page on WDCXradio.com under advertisers.
Here's your map for financial success. It's Money Matters with Caesar Lauper.
Welcome back. My name is Caesar Lauper, financial planner with IPC Investment Corporation. Thank you for tuning in. Our objective, of course, is to maximize your wealth through the application of time-proven financial principles. Today, we'll be discussing wills and powers of attorney. If you need some guidance with your with planning your estate, give me a call. I'd be happy to assist you. The number to call is 416-877-4685. That number again is 416-877-4685. Okay, so estate planning, wills, executors, trustees, and powers of attorney, these are terms that people often only learn about when someone dies suddenly. And if a person who has passed away has not prepared adequately, and if they do that, it can be a very stressful time for the family. Stress that only exacerbates the pain of loss and the potential for financial difficulties. So your family should not have to go through a crash course in how to settle your estate because, you know, this can lead to disagreements, loss of time, and the inefficient transfer of your assets. It could also hold up your estate for a long time. I've seen cases where it's taken years because there wasn't proper planning. So the message is get your wills done, get them in order, plan adequately, and then implement it. So we're discussing the basics to hopefully motivate you to act and get your estate affairs in order, God willing, way before you're called home, right? So, okay, so let's go through these again. A will is a document that you write and advise or document with the duly required witness signatures to make sure that your wishes and instructions on how you want your assets transferred and how you'd like your beneficiaries to receive those assets. The will is the final document that reflects all those wishes, and it can include any life insurance proceeds, but it doesn't have to. An executor is the individual or individuals who you appoint in your will to settle the estate. Settling your estate can be cumbersome and time-consuming, so make sure you appoint someone who is willing and able to take on this responsibility. You should also consider compensation for the time spent. It can take hours and hours. I read a report that estimated some 600 hours on average to settle an estate. Well, that's a long time. Now, will your executor have that time to to settle your estate? So make sure that you consider that. Powers of attorney are documents that validate your authorization to transfer power of execution to a third party. There are two types of powers of attorney in Ontario. The first power of attorney deals with your financial accounts. The second power of attorney deals with your healthcare. This power of attorney is also known as your living will. Now, these are documents that are used to handle your affairs while you're living. However, are not you may not be able to handle your affairs usually due to some form of incapacity, and they cover your financial and healthcare affairs. Now, estate planning is the process of strategizing the most efficient way to arrange your finances, taking into consideration various factors, and among them, tax, distribution of assets, privacy, costs, estate settlement expedience, and any desired control of your assets even after death. The strategy leads to the proper execution of your will or wills, because you can have multiple wills, and powers of attorney. According to an Angus Reid report, 51% of Canadians don't have a will, and only 35% of Canadians say that their wills are up to date. In other words, that they accurately reflect their wishes should they die today. So older Canadians are nearly four times as likely as the youngest cohort, 18 to 34, and twice as likely in the 35 to 54-year-old group to say that they have an up-to-date will in place. Now, that is still a very low number for those of us who probably have less days to live than the days we have already lived. So not having a will is really leaving things to chance and probably not a good strategy. So interestingly, I was really surprised by this. Interestingly, women are noticeably less likely than men to say that they have a will in place and are nearly twice as likely to point to the legal costs associated with writing one as the main reason for not having a will. Now, often what motivates someone to draft their will is some event in somebody else's life. Certainly, I have had calls from people that have experienced this, like maybe a friend or a family member who passed away, or a horror story that they heard about someone who is dealing with an estate of a deceased that died without a will. So there are various reasons people opt not to take time to write a will. It's like maybe you got to think about dying. So people don't want to think about dying. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is that they believe that death is so far away that they can leave it for tomorrow. They don't have to do it today. Or maybe they think that they don't have an asset base large enough to warrant it. But listen, if you have an asset, you should have a will. It doesn't matter how big. If you have anything, you should have a will. Having a will makes the lives of your surviving family members less stressful. It's not difficult. It's not a difficult process, and one that everybody should complete. Once you have a will, it's important to review it from time to time. Now, there's no specific time period, but perhaps every 5 years. Or if there's a material change in your situation, like maybe your marital status or a significant change in the value of your assets. Now, having a will allows you to control how you're going to transfer your estate and protect the people that you care about the most. If you don't have a will and die intestate, then Ontario has legislation that governs how your asset or your assets will be distributed, and it may not be the way you want. So it is also more time-consuming and costly. I have certainly heard of many cases where the estate was distributed in a manner that the deceased never intended. Now, these days, people's lives are complicated. I get it. Many people have assets outside of the country. They may also have family members that are living abroad. There are also many different types of accounts like RIFs and LIFs and TFSAs and life insurance accounts. So you could also have different types of real estate. So each of these types of accounts or assets are taxed differently upon your death. And the net proceeds of each is not the same. It can be complicated, and planning is important. So perhaps this is the, maybe you're in a second marriage and all these things make the division of assets even more complicated. Emphasizing the importance of strategic planning in implementation of that plan through the writer of your will. So whatever stage in life you find yourself in, if you have a pension or some other assets, you should have a will to ensure that your assets are distributed how you want. So the question is, if you have no will, who inherits your assets? Well, some people believe that the government keeps all your assets, but that's not the case. That's not the case. Only the case if you have absolutely nobody. Let me explain. If you die without a will in Ontario, Ontario law states that you have technically died intestate. So, meaning that you have left no instructions as to how you would like your property to be divided and distributed. In these circumstances, the Ontario Succession Law Reform Act governs how your property will be distributed to your surviving relatives. Now, if you would like your property to be divided according to provincial law, if you don't want your property to be divided according to provincial law, it is a very good idea to create a will, as it will reduce the delays and expenses involved in administering your assets. Now, how will your assets be distributed if you die intestate? Well, the Ontario Succession Law Reform Act states that if you pass away without a will, your assets will be distributed in the following ways. So, first scenario, if you are married with children, okay, in that case, your surviving spouse or a surviving spouse in Ontario is now entitled to the first $350,000, which is up from the previous $200,000, and that is called their preferential share. Now, if there's any money left over beyond that $350,000, then and only then is that portion divided between your spouse and your children, but not equally. Let me explain. Where there's only one child, the balance of the estate above that preferential share is divided equally between the spouse and the child. However, where there are two or more children, then the spouse gets one-third of the balance of the estate above the preferential share of $350,000, and the remainder of the assets are divided equally amongst the children. Now, if you're a single parent with children, then the children each inherit an equal portion of your assets. However, if any one of those children have died, then that child's descendants will inherit their specific share. If you're, let's say, married with no children, then your spouse is entitled to everything if you're legally married. Common law is not included. So let's say you have no spouse and no children, then your assets are inherited by your parents equally. If there's only one surviving parent, then that parent will inherit the entire estate. If you have no spouse, no children, and no parents, then your assets will be distributed among the surviving brothers and sisters equally. In the event that any brother or sister has passed away or predeceased you, then their share of the estate will be distributed among their surviving children equally. Now, if you have no spouse, no children, no parents, no brothers, no sisters, then all property shall be distributed among the nieces and nephews of the deceased. So, let's say that you have no spouse, no children, no parents, no brothers, no sisters, no nieces, no nephews, nobody. Then the assets shall be distributed among the closest next of kin. If there's no discernible next of kin, then and only then are the assets of the estate distributed to the Ontario government. Or basically, the Ontario government will use it, believe me, to a good purpose, for a benefit, for the community at large. So I don't think you want to do that. So get your will in order. Get it done. So in terms of relatives, who's considered a relative? Well, when somebody dies without a will, only blood relatives, including children born outside of the marriage or legally adopted children, can inherit. Now, half-blood relatives will share equally with whole blood relatives. So don't try to give them half, okay? If you have any half-blood relative, don't give them half. You're not allowed to. Who becomes the administrator of your estate? Now, when somebody dies without a will in Ontario, an estate administrator must be appointed to manage and distribute the deceased assets according to the laws of intestacy. Now, the court has the authority to appoint an estate administrator to manage and distribute the deceased's assets according to the laws of intestacy as set out in the Estates Act, according to subsection 29.1. Now, there is no priority scheme established as to who will become the estate administrator. According to that section, the following people will be considered by the court, they will determine who the estate administrator will be. It's either a person to whom the deceased was married immediately before the death of the deceased, or a person with whom the deceased was living in a conjugal relationship, or a next of kin, or any other person. So the court determines who the executor will be. Now, if there's no eligible person willing or able to take on the role, then the court may appoint a public trustee or an estate administration officer to administer the estate. So, you know, the message is clear. It's much better to have a will than to die intestate. Remember to review your will at least every 5 years and sooner if there is a material change in your circumstances. So please feel free to contact me with any questions you may have. You can contact me directly on my cell at 416-877-4685. That number again is 416-877-4685. And remember, all these are just tips for you to use and keep in mind. And of course, as always, you should consult your professional advisor to get specific advice about your situation. I would love to hear your comments and get your questions, so feel free to contact me directly at 416-877-4685. That number again is 416-877-4685. Listen, thank you for joining me today. I look forward to your calls and comments. And until next week, may God lead your ways.
You've been listening to Money Matters with Cesar Lauper. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week to learn more about how to create, build, and protect the wealth God has entrusted to you.
The nest is empty. It feels like only yesterday you were holding your child's hand, walking them to the bus stop for their first day of school. Now they're all grown up and on their own. Retirement has always been in the back of your mind, but now it's top of mind. Everyone has a different idea of what they want their retirement to look like. Once you've established yours, it's time to prepare a plan to help you meet your goals. Be retirement ready with a prepared financial plan from Cesar Lauper of IPC Investment Corporation. Think of retirement goals like a snowflake. No two are alike. That's why Cesar will create a customized plan based on your retirement goals. For more than a decade, WDCX listeners have trusted Cesar Lauper to guide them on a path to retirement. His knowledge, experience, and credentials have benefited clients by reducing risk and optimizing returns while reducing taxes and improving cash flow. Plan today for tomorrow. Let Cesar Lauper get you retirement ready. Call him today at 416-877-4685 or go to his client page on WDCXradio.com under advertisers.